This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last.
Yes, big tech wants you to die from the coronavirus. It's now irrefutable. This is Mike Adams here, pandemic.news update from March 8th, 2020. Big tech wants you to die. We know that because Facebook just banned all advertising of personal protective equipment. So no face masks can be advertised on Facebook, which is totally insane. We've got staff, you know, in other countries, in Taiwan and in other states, as well across the USA. And you know, I've lived in several different countries. Almost every country in the world is telling people to get masks. And even in the US, the hospitals are begging for masks and buying up everything they can find. The Vice President, Mike Pence, just struck a deal with 3M to manufacture millions of masks. And yet Facebook is banning ads for masks, the very equipment that could help stop the spread of the virus in local communities all across America. Big tech wants you to die. Big tech is also censoring the most accurate and the most important websites like mine, naturalnews.com. I've been censored across every big tech platform, even though I've been teaching people how to use nutraceuticals to protect yourself and boost your immune function, and how to enhance your health by avoiding the things that suppress your immune function, such as pharmaceuticals, for example, or you know, fried foods or heavy metals and toxins and things like that. We are arguably one of the most important voices out there to help people stay healthy during this time of a pandemic, to help society and help prevent people from suffering. And yet we are banned and censored everywhere. Twitter is reportedly banning people or blocking tweets where people talk about vitamin C. That's right. So vitamin C is now bad on Twitter. You can't say that, hey, maybe you should take some vitamin C. It will boost your immune function. Apparently, that's now bad. So all the tech giants have sold out to Big Pharma and the vaccine industry, and they've banned everybody who discusses natural medicine, natural remedies, vitamins, minerals, herbs, superfoods, supplements, nutraceuticals, that kind of thing. All banned. Even though there is no vaccine and there is no pharmaceutical that has been approved or even tested against this coronavirus. So the message from big tech is shut up and die. That's their message. You're just supposed to die. And you see, that's not a coincidence. This is a grand culling of the human population. This is the depopulation agenda on parade. You are supposed to just obediently die. That's what the globalists have planned for you. You're not supposed to question anything. You're not supposed to tell the truth about anything. You're not supposed to cure yourself or defend your immune function or defend your lungs, nothing. You're supposed to just shut up and die. And big tech is here to enforce that. This is the depopulation agenda. I've been trying to get this point across to people, but the average person is living in a fairy tale delusion where they think that the authorities want to save humanity. No, they don't. The authorities want to exterminate most of humanity. The authorities think that there are too many people on the planet. And in order to accomplish their depopulation goal, they've unleashed a bioengineered biological weapon, and then now they are telling people, do not prepare. Actively telling people, do not buy food, do not buy masks, do not use gloves, do not have personal protection equipment. Facebook is banning the ads of that. Twitter is banning talk about that. You are supposed to just shut up and die. That is exactly what they want for you. And it's so obvious, and it's so malicious, and it contradicts every fundamental principle of medicine and even humanity and human dignity. The U.S. healthcare system doesn't want you to live. They want you to die. I'm talking about the CDC, the FDA, HHS, the NIH. And you know what it all comes down to? Is keeping the United States government solvent. The only way they can keep it solvent is to kill all the people who are collecting Medicare and Social Security. And guess what? This virus tends to kill older people who are collecting Medicare and Social Security. What an amazing coincidence. But that's their plan. Literally, that is their plan. To keep the bankrupt governments solvent, they have to kill off all the people who are collecting entitlements. This is how they're doing it. This is their plan. It is underway. Now, whether or not you believe that is irrelevant to the fact that the plan is already in motion. So you don't have to believe anything, but they're still doing it. So people always say, well, I disagree with your assessment. I don't think that's what's happening. Okay, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether you believe it's happening. It's actually happening. So you either learn to deal with it and live, or you obediently die and help the globalists fulfill their mission. And that's what a lot of people will do. They will just obediently not wear a mask. They'll say, oh, wearing a mask is bad. I heard that on the ABC News or whatever. And then they will die, and the globalists will thank them for their death, because that's what they need you to do. They don't need all the humans anymore. Don't you understand? They've got workforce automation taking over. People are being replaced by robots and automated systems. They don't need you to live anymore. They don't need your tax revenue when they can just print money and create money anytime they want. They don't need your labor, and they certainly don't want your ideas. Why do you think they've been attacking the family and attacking fertility and unleashing heavy metals and glyphosate and bisphenol A and hormone disruptors and all these things? Because they don't want you to live. They don't want you to exist. And so a biological weapon is the perfect way to accomplish that. And that's what's underway right now. So stay informed. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. I publish pandemic.news. You can check that out and you will stay informed. You'll have downloadable audio podcasts there and videos and much more. Pandemic.news. The depopulation agenda is upon us. Read pandemic.news if you want to live, or listen to the mainstream media, or listen to the CDC if you prefer to die, or listen to big tech if you want to die, because they're happy to help you do that. That's what they want for you. Thank you for listening. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products, and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.